Culture Network.
You're listening to 100.5 FM. State Representative Josh Morris, Vernon Dukes, Dee Dee Richardson, good morning.
Good morning.
Josh, what did Ray just do?
He just fat-shamed a groundhog.
I didn't fat-shame a groundhog.
You brought up that he put on a few pounds.
Well, it looked like he did. He must be eating well. They said he lives like a royal.
That's fat-shaming, Ray.
It is?
Apparently. I think that's what the left calls fat-shaming.
Oh, my God. I fat-shamed a groundhog. Oh, my God. Maybe we won't go to Puxatonic next year.
Yeah, he might have it in for you.
Right, I like that.
He might have it in for you.
I hear Phil has an ego, and he plays all these interviews back.
I know. I had to laugh, though, talking about we were all chuckling about the groundhog, describing the groundhog eating the banana. It's like, because I have a dog who's 8 years old, and she just, as soon as anyone gets out a banana, she's like right there.
Yeah.
It's one of her favorite.
Oh, absolutely.
It's true. Animals do. They love it.
Boca loves bananas. Boca loves apples. Boca apparently loves chocolate.
Don't give her chocolate. Yeah.
We didn't.
Give it. I know.
She found some chocolate.
Boca, Dee Dee put the, Lynn Libby brought in some chocolate on Friday. Yeah. Was it Friday? I think it was Friday.
Yeah.
And so Dee Dee put it up on our dining table, which is actually bar height. Yeah. Yeah. So it's elevated. Boca pushed out a bar stool, jumped on it, got up on the table, and got the chocolate while it was still in the bag, unopened bag. And ate the chocolate
in
the bag.
It must have been Thursday, Ray.
Thursday?
When did they come in?
I was
at Bible study.
Oh, no, they were here Thursday. Yes,
so
because Doe
was
here. Yeah.
So it was Thursday night.
So it was Thursday night. Yes, of course. And then we...
On top of not having any heat, I got a dog...
who in the middle of the night eats two bags of chocolate and then runs up the stairs and hops on... Thank God Dee Dee had a towel on the bed because she had... slept there the night before, unbeknownst to us, because she has this really wonderful Sherpa-lined bed. But she went upstairs, thank God. And so she promptly ran upstairs and threw up on the bed.
Ugh. Yeah.
The chocolate, because the chocolate will kill
them. All the way down the stairs.
And then proceeded to do it. Yeah, it was a fun thing. We're so happy.
Yeah.
So happy.
I said to my neighbor, Jade, I said, I think Boca's trying to commit suicide.
She's pissed about no heat.
She said, what? Yeah. And I'm like, well, she keeps doing this stuff. I'm going to kill her. No, I would not do that. It's a joke, folks. I love my dog.
Yes.
And I felt very bad for her because, she didn't know any better.
No, they don't.
I mean,
no,
they know it's food and they want to eat it.
Yeah, exactly.
What I couldn't figure out is the bag was sealed. It was sealed in a plastic bag. You know how they come?
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Both of them were sealed.
She literally pushed a bar stool out, jumped up on it, jumped up on the table, and ate two bags of unopened chocolate.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some of it was foil wrapped.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, dogs are
super smart.
Yeah, they love their food.
But the table's what? The table's 40...
It's bar height.
To whatever that is, 42 or 3 inches off the ground.
Yeah.
So we got a dog at the house. Her name is Ruby. And she is a Border Collie Beagle mixture. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Both animals. Very smart.
Oh, yeah.
Very food motivated.
Oh, yes.
Very, right? My roommate had an apple pie.
Oh.
He goes to Hannaford, comes back. The box...
He doesn't have an apple pie.
The box is sitting on the floor in his room, right? The pan is inside the box. It looks like the pie is still in there. He goes to pick up the box, wondering what the heck. There is nothing in the pan.
So the dog opened the box, pulled the pan out, ate the pie, and then put the pan back in the box?
Put the pan back in the box. Now, her owner, which is his son, Alex, him and his girlfriend had gone to, you know, got a couple of breakfast sandwiches, went to Hannaford. The breakfast sandwich is in the bag. Ruby took the breakfast sandwich out of the bag, opened the packaging, ate the breakfast sandwich, put the packaging back in the bag. She is a super smart dog.
I would say we got to run.
Super smart dog.
It's 8:30.
This is the Fox Business Report.
Goldman Sachs strategists say Wall Street was not taking the tariff threat very seriously, which is why there's a sell-off this morning. Strategist David Kostin says if companies decide to absorb the higher costs, then profit margins will be squeezed. If they pass on higher costs to customers, then sales volumes may suffer. But Goldman Sachs economists still believe the tariffs on Mexico and Canada will be temporary. Wall Street analysts say the U.S. imports large volumes of fruits, vegetables, and beef from Mexico and Canada, so they believe tariffs will have an inflationary impact on grocery store prices. The Wall Street Journal says Facebook's parent company Meta is looking at moving its legal residence to Texas. Meta is currently incorporated in Delaware. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me?